What to grow in a greenhouse? If you love fresh berries and fruit, if you think greenhouse gardening is just for growing tomatoes and lettuce, think again. While veggies get a lot of the spotlight, greenhouses are actually an incredible space for growing sweet, juicy fruit and berries all year long. Imagine harvesting fresh strawberries in February or slicing into a homegrown melon without worrying about weather, pests, or unpredictable frosts. Whether you already own a greenhouse or are dreaming of investing in one, this guide will show you what to grow in a greenhouse to have fresh fruit all year long. From choosing the right varieties to mastering pollination and temperature control, here's everything you need to know. Juicy fruits and berries to grow in your greenhouse. Not sure what to grow in a greenhouse? While not every fruit thrives in greenhouse conditions, several types are particularly well suited for controlled environments. Strawberries, one of the easiest fruits to grow in containers or hanging baskets. Look for varieties like Albion or Seascape that produce multiple harvests throughout the year. They love moderate temperatures and can produce fruit nearly year-round indoors. Citrus, lemons, limes, mandarins. Citrus trees thrive in greenhouse microclimates, especially in cooler regions where outdoor citrus is impossible. Varieties like Meyer Lemon or Bear Slime do well in pots and appreciate consistent warmth and sunlight. Figs. These trees prefer warm, sunny spots with a bit of humidity. Brown Turkey and Celeste are great choices for a greenhouse. They produce sweet fruit and grow well in large containers. Small melons. Compact melons like Cantaloupe and Minnesota Midget benefit from the heat and protection of a greenhouse. Train them up trellises to save space and encourage air circulation. Each fruit comes with its own set of preferences, but all of them flourish when given adequate light, warmth, and attention to detail. How to pollinate greenhouse fruit, no bees required. One of the biggest differences between outdoor and indoor greenhouse gardening is pollination. In a greenhouse, bees and other pollinators often aren't around to do the job for you. However, without pollination, even the healthiest plants won't produce fruit. Here are a few simple solutions. Hand pollination. Use a small brush or cotton swab to transfer pollen between flowers. It's especially helpful for strawberries, melons, and citrus. Grow pollinator-friendly plants nearby. Open your greenhouse doors occasionally and invite beneficial insects in by planting flowers like lavender or marigolds. Create air circulation. A gentle fan or vents can help pollen move between flowers, especially for self-pollinating plants. Pollination doesn't have to be complicated. A little extra attention goes a long way. Creating a climate where fruit thrives. Fruits love consistency. Greenhouse gardening helps you maintain that, but it takes a little monitoring to get it right. Strawberries thrive at 60 to 80 degrees. Citrus and melons prefer warmer temps, between 70 to 90 degrees. Figs like steady warmth and some humidity, around 65 to 85 degrees. In the winter, consider using a space heater or heat-retaining elements like thermal mass, barrels of water, for example. In the summer, keep things cool with shade cloths and ventilation to avoid overheating. Humidity plays a key role, too. Most fruiting plants like moderate humidity, around 50 to 70%. Use a hygrometer to monitor levels and make sure there's good air circulation to prevent fungal issues. The best soil and fertilizer setup for greenhouse fruit. When it comes to growing fruit in a greenhouse, success starts with the soil. Fruits and berries are heavy feeders and need consistent nutrients, good drainage, and healthy root systems to thrive, especially in the more confined environment of a greenhouse. That means your soil setup can make or break your harvest. Start with the right foundation. Use light, well-draining soil rich in compost to encourage strong root growth and avoid compaction. Make sure containers have adequate drainage holes or use raised beds with gravel or sand beneath to prevent standing water and root rot. Add organic matter like worm castings, aged manure, or compost to improve soil texture, boost microbial activity, and increase fertility over time. Once your plants are in the ground or pots, don't forget to feed them. Fruit-bearing plants have different nutritional needs depending on their growth cycle. Three tips for fertilizing fruit plants. Strawberries and melons benefit from a balanced fertilizer, like 10-10-10, every few weeks during fruiting to keep energy going to the developing fruit. Citrus trees do best with citrus-specific fertilizers that include micronutrients like magnesium, iron, and zinc, which support healthy leaf and fruit development. Figs and other fruiting plants should be fertilized in moderation. Too much nitrogen encourages leafy growth at the expense of fruit. Keep a close eye on how your plants respond. Yellowing leaves, weak growth, or low fruit production can be signs your soil needs a refresh or your fertilizing schedule needs adjusting. Creative ways to grow more fruit. Greenhouse gardening offers incredible growing potential, but space can disappear fast if you don't plan ahead. When you're deciding what to grow in a greenhouse, think vertically and stay flexible. Whether you're growing compact citrus trees or vining melons, creative space-saving strategies can help you fit more plants without overcrowding. Here's how you can make every inch count. Train melons, cucumbers, or strawberries vertically using trellises, arched supports, or hanging baskets. This keeps vines off the ground, improves airflow, and makes harvesting easier. Choose dwarf or patio varieties of citrus and grow them in large containers on wheels so you can move them to sunnier spots or rotate them for even growth. Install tiered plant stands, wall-mounted shelving, or vertical garden towers to lift smaller pots off the ground and open up floor space for larger fruiting plants. Hang lightweight planters from ceiling beams for strawberries or herbs, and tuck smaller crops into gaps along walkways or under benches. Use folding tables or stackable containers that can be rearranged seasonally as plant needs shift. With the right layout, you can transform even a small greenhouse into a multi-level fruit garden. It's all about optimizing space so your plants have room to thrive. A sweeter harvest, every season greenhouse gardening isn't just for veggies. It opens up a whole new world of fruit-growing possibilities. Whether you start with a few potted strawberries or go big with citrus and melons, the key to determining what to grow in a greenhouse is understanding what each plant needs and making smart use of your space and tools. With the right setup and a little patience, your greenhouse can become a year-round fruit oasis. So start planning now. Your future self will thank you when you're picking fresh berries while everyone else is scraping frost off their windshields. Explore our greenhouse options to create the perfect space for your berry and fruit garden today.